Hi, we are back at it. My name is Matthew Simpet and welcome to the Sports Talk, our weekly podcast where we dissecting, talking about different sporting codes and where we making sure that at least we're getting informed and then we analyzing things. And we go and speak to the affected parties just to understand, you know, the applied and positions and just to make sure that you, as the sporting community or the Daily Sun readers, you get to understand these things and understand it better. Today, we are speaking to Caster Semenya about, you know, the testosterone controversy, whereby the a study by the World Athletics study that Caster Semenya, that defended Caster Semenya from participating in the 800 meters, you know, especially after the 2016 gold medalist was barred, you know, from different events, you know, your world championships, as well as the Tokyo Olympics. And she couldn't go and, you know, defend her crown, which is something that has not gone well with her. And a study by the British Journal of Sports Medicine, they are the ones that are saying that, you know, it's a shame, this thing of Caster Semenya, that she should not participate because of the testosterone levels that were leveled against her. And she's been watching, you know, the athletics from the sidelines, something that has, well, made her angry, as well as most South Africans. But now, Caster Semenya speaks for the first time.
Yeah, hi, my name is Matthew Simpete. Catch me live on the Sports Talk, which is broadcast on dailysun.co.za, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's where we're discussing football, cricket, soccer, athletics, and many more. We're talking about sport politics as well. We invite different guests, players, analysts, and many more. They will be discussing a lot of information, especially for you, Daily Sun readers. Let's meet on the Sports Talk, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
The University of Pretoria, you know, athletes, or should I say most of the top athletes in the University of Pretoria, mostly those who are based at the High Performance Center, they are now being coached by Caster Semenya because she was not able to participate in most major tournaments. And now Caster Semenya reckons she can participate as well now, you know, from the Paris Olympics. But that will depend, you know, on the outcomes that will be coming, because she's gone to the Human Rights Court, which is currently going through her case, and she says it has been treated as an emergency or urgently. And speaking to her, Caster Semenya, this weekend during the Spa women's race, this is what
start on the Olympics. Yeah. Like, what's it feeling like?
Not really. I don't think it's it has affected me because of, in a way, like my situation, where, you know, my races have been blocked. For me, I just had to, you know, hang on and then spend my time, you know, with my family, which has just been, you know, precious moments. Watching Olympics, it was great because I was excited, you know, about my former teammates, people that I've been, you know, running with, you know, Waganis, you know, Wade, you know, obviously my fellow countrymen, other you know, neighbors like Makwalas and all those guys, you know, Nigels. It's always good to watch Olympics, but for me, it did not really affect me. I felt like I was in the Olympics, you know, too, because of for the love that I have for sports. But yeah, it was just disappointing that I couldn't defend my titles. That's what disappointed me a lot, especially, you know, 2019 and now 2021. So it was just, you know, disappointing, because of you win a title, you expect, you know, to go back and defend your title. But I'll say it's, you know, God's plan. He knows what is, you know, has planned for me, and I can't question that.
Yeah, definitely. And now about the South African track, or Athletics South Africa, no medal. I mean, everybody missed you. What's your feeling like?
For me, it's quite disappointing that, you know, I couldn't be, you know, there for them and then give them a morale boost. Obviously, when I'm in the team, normally I motivate most of the guys. I think I'll say sometimes you never know how, you know, God, you know, plan, you know, his things. I'll say we are disappointed that we couldn't get medal, but what I can say is that they've tried their best. I always tell people that only the day you understand, you know, the feeling, or you being an athlete, being in the, you know, that stage, you understand how hard it is, you know, to be competitive and be able to win medals. I'll just say it was in our day, and we cannot stop because of we didn't win medals, you know, in Doha, or we didn't win medal, you know, in Tokyo. The goal is still the same. I wish them, you know, best of luck, and I encourage them to work hard and never give up, you know. But for me, not being there, it shouldn't be an excuse or anything like that. You just have to show them, like, look, whether we are there or not there, they should go fight hard and be motivated always.
This thing here after the Olympics, I mean, it's confusing me. Like, what does it say, basically, after that study? Does it mean you can go back and run, or what does it mean because of being exonerated?
Nothing has been decided yet.
Okay.
You know, people admitted their wrongdoings. It's up to, you know, the Human Rights Court to decide, you know, what's right.
Okay.
I believe that the Court of Arbitration and the Supreme Court, they failed me because of if people presented a flawed, you know, information, information that is not really reliable, no one has adapted it. For me, as a BTEC student, someone who studied, you know, research, if someone comes and present, you know, said I collected data without reference, that shouldn't be taken in consideration. That failed. So I failed to understand that how did they came about to decide that they're going to let these people, you know, continue with this discriminatory, you know, ruling, while knowing that it is affecting other human beings. You understand? And of course, it's questionable. We need answers on that.
No, definitely. When is the Human Rights going to make the determination or decision?
Probably earliest next year. We don't know when, but it's a priority case. Hopefully, before, you know, World Champs, we will know the answer.
Okay, Christopher, thanks, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Well, there was an interview with Caster Semenya when she was explaining, you know, her feeling after having missed the Tokyo Olympics, and now she's looking forward to the new year. You can't keep, you know, Caster Semenya down because she keeps fighting, and she still says, you know, in 2 years' time, she would, you know, join her friends, you know, in the field of, in different fields of distances. And she says on track and field, she thinks that she still has got 4 years, you know, to run, but in all, she believes that her legs can still carry her for about 10 years, you know, to participate. And she says that, you know, with the Games in Paris in 2024, she might be there, who knows, as well as other championships, like she was saying. Then she continues that she's hoping that even in Los Angeles in 2028, she might be part of that athletic team, you know, that is going there, because she still needs to fix a lot of things. But according to her, she believes the Court of Arbitration and the Supreme Court have failed there big time, you know, because there's too many wrong decisions. In fact, she said it is bull, according to her. And she's wondering now, how did it come about that they will allow these people, you know, to carry on being in those seats? She's referring to the guys at the Court of Arbitration in sport. And now she's relying on the Human Rights Court, you know, to decide, you know, her plight. And she's looking forward, you know, to making sure that she carries on making South Africans pride, proud, or the women, you know, of South Africa will continue to be proud. It's one of those touching stories, and Caster Semenya is a beautiful soul. I hope that, you know, she would be exonerated, and she would be back, you know, doing what she likes the most, which is running on track 800 as well as 400 meters. But for me, Matthew Simpete, let's meet again. Cheers.